If you're driving across a bridge right now, there's a 1 in 5 chance it's in need of repair, according to recent data published by the Federal Highway Administration. More than 1,400 bridges across the state are in poor condition, according to the Federal Highway Administration. West Virginia has the second highest percentage in the country of bridges in disrepair, and some people worry infrastructure problems could worsen if larger cargo trucks are allowed to hit the road. An advocacy group called the Coalition Against Bigger Trucks is asking Congress to oppose an increase in truck size or weight. According to a press release from the coalition, companies like Anheuser-Busch, Amazon, and FedEx are lobbying Congress to increase size limits for trucks from 28 feet to 33 feet. A lobbying group that represents these companies, called Americans for Modern Transportation, says their proposal would add capacity and efficiency and would not increase the current 80,000-pound federal cap on truck weight. But some argue that even at their current weight limit, trucks are having a costly impact on local governments. Several officials in West Virginia recently signed a letter asking that policymakers consider infrastructure costs big trucks put on local communities. 1,000 other local government leaders across the country also signed the letter. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd.